all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you start fearing that there's going to be a lack of arancini and you decide you're going to steal one, that is all I need to know about you.
I mean, is this a real fear? What? let's explain for the layman what an arancini is.
So arancini is a rice ball. It's a delicious Italian delicacy. It's a rice ball.
All right.
So yesterday was the Italian Heritage Festival in Stamford, and my parents are restaurant people. They're from Italy, and they own Italian restaurants, so they had a stand there, and we were selling arancini.
Right.
Now, we had no idea the amount of people that would be there, and we had created 500 orders of arancini.
But that was an underestimation, apparently.
Within 2 hours.
Wow.
It was down to the nitty-gritty. Now, the restaurant is working diligently to make as many rice balls as possible.
They're in the back of factory. It's like the war machine going, right?
Anna,
Ford stops making Model T's, starts making tanks.
Anna, tell them we need more rice balls. Arancini.
Call it in.
Right. So I write on the sign, I says, running low,
right.
More at 2:30.
More on the way.
And there's this woman that comes up.
Uh-oh.
And she's getting really close to the last tray of arancini.
Right.
And she starts moving closer, and I see her hand go. I go, this lady is good. And they're like snowballs.
So she thinks she's going to steal the arancini.
Right. And now I'm thinking, am I going to confront this woman for stealing the arancini?
Right.
Or am I just going to let her take it?
Because at the end
of the day, it's a rice ball, and I'm not going to get into it. And I have a 10-month-old on my hip.
Well, I mean, I need it revealed now. What did you do? What happened?
I strategically placed myself.
You placed the baby in between her and the rice ball.
I went, right.
So if you're taking anything, lady, you're taking this baby.
Look at my child.
Right.
You want this rice ball?
Right.
You're going to have to take my crying, teething child,
Take this baby, too.
Both of them.
Right.
And then she backed up. But she really thought about it. And I saw her whispering to, like, her friend she was with.
Creative versions.
Right.
I'm getting this arancini.
I'm like, what are you going to do? Steal this arancini?
I mean, just come back in 15 minutes. There'll be plenty of them.
They're coming.
There'll be plenty.
Right. That's all I need to know about you.
Right. If you sit in the park in your car and never get out, that's all I need to know about you.
People are creepy.
So I spent some time in the park on Saturday. And while I was there, I was working. So it's not like I was just sitting there in the car being weird. Mm-hmm. And like when you go to a park, you're supposed to like get out, walk around, play, that type of stuff. Maybe throw the frisbee with the dog, feed the ducks, even though you're not supposed to feed ducks anymore, whatever it is. But if you just pull into a park and sit there in your car and then don't get out, That's shady.
But it depends.
No, they're not even staring at the waterway or whatever. They were like down a side street.
They're not eating or anything?
Right. Sometimes I eat.
You're either going down there to make out or you're doing something else nefarious. All right?
Yeah.
I'm a cop. I'm rolling up on you.
Right.
What are you doing?
Whenever there's like somebody in a car near a playground, I immediately go on full mom alert. What are you doing there?
It's funny.
You
know? Like when I was a teenager, I'd be like, why are they hassling me? Yeah. Because you look so shady.
Right.
Now I know.
Yeah, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're a person that drives 15 miles an hour with your cell phone out the window because you're leaf peeping, that's all I need to know about you.
I hate you.
You're the worst.
They are the same from here to Maine.
Right.
The leaves look exactly the same.
But they really are beautiful.
Oh, great. So you look for 30 seconds and then it's over. They're the same.
You want to chime in too? 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Things I don't know anything about.
Okay.
Ready? Let's start. Twitch.
All right.
TikTok. And what's a Visco girl?
TikTok, I've heard. It's a new like social media thing, right, where you're supposed to sing and dance.
I don't know. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We have to find out all these things because, you know, we're hip.
I think that when you say the phrase, we're hip, like, it's been a phrase that has been known to signify the fact that you are the opposite of that for at least 30 to 40 years. I feel like it's something your parents said in the 90s.
I'm not even 40 yet.
Yeah, but I feel like it's something if your parents said, we're hip in the 90s, you knew immediately that, oh, my parents are ancient and they're too old.
All right.
Here we are, you know, 20, 30 years later.
Today we're going to conquer Visco Girl because I keep seeing, everywhere I look, it's Visco Girl this, Visco Girl that, and I'm like, what is a Visco girl?
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
When I have questions like this, I go right to the source, my 10-year-old daughter, Hayden.
Right, absolutely.
Hayden, what is a Visco girl?
A Visco girl wears Crocs. A Visco girl always, like, save the turtles. A Visco girl uses metal straws. A Visco girl uses Hydro Flasks. And then they say, and I oop a lot, and they say a lot of...
What?
I oop.
What?
And I oop.
And I oop.
Yes.
Can you use "and I oop" in a sentence?
And I oop. Goodbye.
What does it mean, "and I oop"?
I don't know. I'm not a Visco girl.
How about... I don't even know what that is. It's just a sound. What does it mean?
I don't know.
I mean, she's 10. She has them around her already. What is this?
I feel like I'm 1,000 years
old.
Like,
I thought I was on board when I heard the metal straws.
Yep.
And then there was something else in there. It sounded just kind of like hippie aware.
Save the turtles.
Save the turtles.
Yeah. Right. Which, the environment.
Which right. I'm cool with that. I mean, I want turtles to be all right. I didn't realize we had a big turtle problem up here with saving them. But,
clearly.
But, you know, I mean, that stuff I'm on board with. But what's the...
What is that? First of all, the Crocs, the Birkenstocks that they wear, the scrunchies on the hand, the oversized t-shirts, basically sounds like what I looked like in the early 90s.
Billie Eilish.
Right?
Billie Eilish.
But I can't say her last name.
Yeah, whatever it
You're
is.
Right the first time.
Billie.
You're hip. All right.
Billie.
But what I don't understand is, I don't understand the rest of it. Like, why is this a thing? And what does Visco mean? And I oop.
Yeah, I don't know what
that means.
It's just a sound. I don't know what it means.
It's a sprinkler. It's a sprinkler. It's like the guy that goes out there and he does the thing with his arm on the dance floor. You know, that's what it is.
Is that hip too?
Sprinkler. That's what I see with it. No.
I don't think it's a sprinkler.
No.
I don't think it's the same thing.
So it's a way of life?
I guess.
Visco girl? Or it's a look?
I don't... No.
What is the significance of a scrunchie? I thought they got rid of those.
Well, I'm excited that they're bringing them back because I've been harboring them secretly in my home for like decades now.
You're so ready.
Here's the thing. I can't wait.
Tomorrow, I'm just going to start wearing scrunchies again. Sure.
Yeah, but
I don't think they wear them in their hair. I think they just wear them on their arms, which doesn't make sense to me. Don't they know how they protect your hair?
It's an arm warmer.
I don't get it.
Why not just have a wristband?
Winter is coming.
I think
they'd be coming next. Right. I mean, if you've had scrunchies all these years, too, by the way, those scrunchies are dusty.
No.
Right, because scrunchies have lots of folds.
Yeah. But
how do you clean a scrunchie? You slap it out a couple times, but other than that, there's still some dust in there.
I think you give a scrunchie to a guy at school if you like him.
Oh, you claim him.
And then he has to wear the scrunchie. I don't know if that's part of being a Visco guy.
How does a guy wear a scrunchie? Wait a minute.
He puts it on his wrist, and I think that makes him a Visco boy. So I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah. I might have just made that up.
It's like imperialism. They used to claim the other countries.
Yep.
I feel so, right. Well, I mean, if you're the first one there, I mean, you get the flag. It's the same thing with the moon. It's fine.
But, do you think if I give Paul, my husband, one of my 1994 scrunchies, and I ask him to wear it on his wrist to his corporate finance job,
right?
So all the girls know that he's mine.
I don't know if it's going to go over well because it's going to aggravate his allergies because it's so dusty.
Okay.
You can't clean those things. Who's been holding on to those for 30 years? Elastics, by the way, dry out. That crunch, if you use that scrunchie in your hair, it may explode at some point. You'd have a bad hair experience at the time.
1-800-330-9999. Can you explain to us what a Visco girl is?
Anything.
Anything. Just clarify, please.
Please just give us some more information.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's a Visco girl? Help us.
Okay, well, Anna, you make me feel young because I'm like 20 years older than you. But from what my students tell me, a Visco girl is one who's like confident in herself. She's not one who has to have like all the fakeness and the Instagram pictures. She wears the oversized t-shirt, the jean shorts, just very confident. Very cool, very earthy, but doesn't try to be someone she's not.
So, I mean, all that sounds good.
Not me. I don't know.
All that sounds good, but counter to the I'm very confident and I don't need the social media likes and stuff like that is the, hey, I'm going to brand my man with a scrunchie.
Is that real?
Runs 180 the other way.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard that part.
Keep in mind, I may have just made that up.
I'm not wearing a scrunchie.
Thank you for the call.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, if you know what a Visco girl is, we'd like to clarify, because I never heard about the confidence, which makes me think that probably a Visco girl told her that. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999.
Visco girl is a girl that has grungies, a hydro flask. They have Birkenstocks, oversized shirts.
We're trying to figure out what a Visco girl is today. We're getting to the bottom of it.
Do they call it grungies or scrunchies? It's still scrunchies, right?
Scrunchies.
Still scrunchies.
Yeah.
All right.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So we talked to my daughter earlier trying to figure out what Visco girls are. Because everywhere you look lately, that's all you hear about. And we're like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I went online to dictionary.com so I can see what a Visco girl was.
Right, of course. Because dictionary.com is always updating.
Right. They know what's going on. But it says that it's... girls that edit pictures of themselves using the app Visco. So I went to that app.
Okay.
And Anna Zapp for the username was already taken. So I made the real Anna Zapp.
Right. Right. Perfect.
But you have to pay $20 a year. So then I just X'd out of the whole thing.
Yeah, right. No. You were like, cancel, cancel, right. Cancel. And try explaining that to your husband, Paul.
Yeah. We kept.
I'm sorry. We've got another social media bill on right, here right, right now.
I'm a Visco girl now.
I'm a Visco girl now, honey. Right. Sorry. So then we kept hearing about them saving the turtles. So I asked the kids this weekend what that was all about.
Mm.
A Visco girl, somebody that wants to save the turtles.
She wants to save the turtles?
Yes.
How is she going to save the turtles?
By making sure they don't get ran over when they're crossing a street.
Oh, I seen that. Wait a minute. That's a really, really, really sad episode of Blue Planet 2 or whichever, Life Part 2 or Planet Life or whatever. It's really sad.
Wait, so are these girls just standing outside helping turtles cross the road?
No, it's in like Brazil or something like that where the turtles are real close to the waterway and then the city goes right through that area here and the turtles, they hatch and then they got to try and cross the street. It's heartbreaking, man. Just Google turtles crossing the street.
I have never seen a girl come up and it's wearing Birkenstocks with scrunchies on her wrist holding a hydro flask all of a sudden just helping a turtle cross the road.
Well, I'm just saying that they're getting more of my support now. I'm leaning more towards that at this point.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's a Visco girl?
I think a Visco girl is someone who posts a lot and has the aesthetic, like with the filters and that. I'm 22 years old and I feel like I don't even know what it is, but my younger sister says you have to have the hydro flask, the scrunchies, the big t-shirt, the messy bun.
I mean, this is basically me. I have a hydro flask. I'm always a hot mess. I wear oversized shirts all the time to, you know, hide what's going on underneath.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah. I think I'm a Visco girl.
I'm not sure. I don't see any Crocs, all right?
I have my Birkenstocks. I wear my Birkenstocks all summer.
Yeah, I never saw them. Never saw them once. Ann Raven, what's a Visco girl?
I'm just realizing by listening to you that my kid is a Visco girl.
Oh, my God.
She's going to Goodwill and buying, like, giant t-shirts and scrunchies. I'm spending, $20 on a scrunchie and $2 on a t-shirt. Makes no sense.
Your daughter's a Visco girl.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Admitting you have a problem is the first step. All right? Good luck. Good luck, ma'am.
Yeah. Good luck.
The good news is that she's trying to save turtles. We don't know how she's saving turtles.
Right.
But she's saving turtles.
Ann Raven, you're young. Please explain to us what a Visco girl is.
So a Visco girl is kind of just, like, a thing that you make fun of. Sort of. So, like, if you see someone with a hydro flask, you're like, ha, 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 hydro flask. But
I have two hydro flasks. Am I a Visco girl?
Let's not make fun of anybody.
Right.
Let's all be nice. So what is a hydro flask? I don't know what that is.
It's like a water container, but it keeps your water cold.
I mean, why don't they just call it a water bottle?
Because it's got a special little thing on it. It's like, it's a brand.
All right. What else do we need to know about Visco girls?
So the comes from the end of hydro flask. So like hydro flask... Like, I don't know. It's just weird.
It makes a sound?
No, because so hydro flask ends in SK, and the sound is... It's the last two letters of hydro flask.
I mean...
But what is and I oop? And I oop?
I honestly don't know. It's kind of, you know, like how Slurvachie was kind of the thing? It's kind of just that new pointless thing.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
So, let me get this straight. That's like a cat call to the Visco girls.
I think that's how they gather.
So wait a minute. So is it used for unity or is it used to oppress? Are they bullying?
I don't know. But I know you have to yell and I oop a lot.
What?
I know.
And Ann Raven, what's a Visco girl?
A Visco girl is a real person.
Good.
Good. Thank you. Michael Robb is the Senior Director for Research for CommonSense.org. It makes recommendations for families and schools on movies, books. You want to bring your kid to see The Joker. They love comic books or things like that. You can go to that website and it'll tell you really what it's about. So you'll know if you should put that kid in front of the screen or not.
The Cliff Notes for Life here.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Michael, I want to talk about screen time for kids. Because I feel like it's been ingrained in our heads that the kids should not be in front of the screens all the time.
Your face will stay that way. You're going to go blind.
The word screen time has become a very loaded term. The term itself, screen time, may be beyond its usefulness. It doesn't actually capture the many different ways that kids use media and how it affects them in different ways. And that's not to say that all time spent using screens is good or all bad, but it really depends on what they're using, how they're using it, at what age they're using it, and how it's balanced with other stuff in their lives.
I mean, back in the day, we were just kind of planted in front of this television with, let's be honest, I mean, it was probably radiating some sort of terrible thing that was degrading us every moment. Now we've got these flat screen televisions and content that's personally made to almost raise your kids for you. Is it because there's better options out there, or is it just because the new season of Empire is really, really, really engrossing?
We are both blessed and cursed with so much content. There's never been a better time to find something that's just right for you, not just right for a kid that you have at a certain age. But at the same time, like, there's lots of really cruddy stuff out there and stuff that is not good for kids. And if you're not careful, you can go down rabbit holes where you're just watching nothing but, like, the bad stuff. But if you're intentional and careful, you can really come up with stuff that's really good, maybe educational, maybe entertaining, but certainly of very high quality. But it takes effort.
I want to be clear here. Anna really, really, really loves her kids, but she may be busy, let's say, the next 3 years. How should she raise her young child with television? We need 1 to 4 covered. How's she going to raise that kid with just her television and a microwave?
Anna and I are in the same boat. We both have young children, shielding them from all media, which is not, I think, something that's either practical or even desirable. We really want to try to find some kind of a balance. Instead of counting every single minute that your kid spends in front of a screen, you try to aim for a balance throughout the day or throughout the week. We know from 100 years of child development research, it's good for kids to get a good night's sleep. It's good for them to play outside. It's good for them to eat healthy. It's good for them to play with friends. If you can check off a lot of those boxes, then you don't have to worry about whether it was 15 minutes or a half an hour or an hour. The other thing I would say is, you know, as a parent, you kind of got to walk the walk. And so, like, if it is time to put away a device, say, like, at mealtime or at bedtime, you as a parent also have to do that thing.
Mike Robb from commonsensemedia.org. So I started watching The Office with my 10-year-old. And for some reason, the way I remember it,
wow,
when I was younger,
yeah,
and now watching it with her, I'm like, oh my gosh, there is so much in this show that I have to explain,
right,
that you didn't, I didn't remember. And I'm just on your website right now, and I just typed in, out of curiosity, The Office, and right there it says Common Sense says over 14. And
yeah,
I'm like, yeah, I wish I would have checked in with that first.
You're terrible.
Well, now we're almost done with season 9, so we're done.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there a show that you think really was targeting kids that you thought was, oh my gosh, kids should not be watching this?
I mean, there have definitely been some shows in the recent past that have been, like, very controversial. You know, the one that I can pick up off the top of my head was the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why, which dealt with really serious subjects, including suicide and suicidal ideation. And there was a lot of controversy about whether they handled that appropriately or took the steps necessary when they were writing the show and putting it out there to make sure that they weren't glorifying. And I think they tried to address some of those concerns in the next couple of seasons. But I think by then, a lot of the controversy, you know, really had not yet died down.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? It did provoke a lot of great conversation. It's true, too.
It did.
I know from parents with teens. Based on what you've told me now about exposing Hayden to The Office at 10 years old,
right,
and what, of course, Mike here has shared with us today, I think you're better off letting the TV raise your kid.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yep. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. And again, if you want to learn more, head to commonsensemedia.org. It'll answer all your questions about whether things are appropriate for your kids or not. I did it again.
What'd you do?
I walked into the man's bathroom, the men's bathroom. I don't understand. Why is this my new thing? Out of all the dumb problems to have, this has got to be the new thing that's haunting me?
I mean, so what is happening? Are you on your phone when you're walking
well,
in here?
Sometimes.
Are you like turned around? Does somebody shout as you're walking in and go, hey, like somewhere across the room, and you don't know whether or not they're yelling to you or somebody else and you turn around?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I don't know. It's like all of the above. So this happened to me last weekend. I was at the Palisades Mall, and I walked into the men's bathroom,
right,
and I was on my phone. And, like, it's very tricky because you walk in, and then one way is to the men's room, one way is to the women's room.
Yeah, sounds tricky, left or right.
Right.
Sounds really tricky. How have people navigated this prior to this situation?
So I when I was at the Palisades, I walk in, and I'm on my phone, and I walk a good amount in.
You're halfway in. You're a third of the way into it.
And then I look up, and there's a whole row of men, and they just turn and look at me. And my first reaction is, why are all these men in the women's bathroom?
Right, right. And get out of here, you perverts.
It doesn't right. dawn on me until I see the actual urinals mm-hmm. that I am in the wrong bathroom.
I would contend to say that men's bathrooms, they put the urinal on the first wall when you typically walk in. And I believe that it might actually be because it's like, hey, you're in the men's room, now that I'm thinking about it, because they're always right there. Right. I thought it was for quick access, but now I think it might be an identifying feature.
I've learned this over the last few weeks. Right. I've learned that that's where they put them.
They're always there on that first wall. They never usually knew. Are. Right.
So I immediately cover my eyes because right. I don't know what to do.
Right, right. So now you're stuck in the bathroom. You can't walk out because now your eyes are covered.
And it's just some strange woman.
So you're asking somebody to guide you out of there? Like you need a Fidelco no. dog to show up? I don't know what happens then.
I'm just backing up with my hands over my eyes. And good. I just keep apologizing. I'm so sorry.
Moonwalking
so
out.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
And then I walk out. My husband's like, were you just in the men's bathroom?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, you could have come and helped me.
Yeah, why didn't you come with me?
Right.
Because
right,
that would have been even that would have been easier to explain. So then when did it happen again?
So this weekend we were at Mohegan Sun for Slime Bash.
At the casino.
At the casino. Oh,
nice.
Oh, boy.
Now, not for nothing, I don't think there's enough signage.
Are you serious?
Because they put the men and women like really far up and to the right. I'm only 5'2".
Okay.
Sometimes I can't see that high. It's not
It's also in Braille. I mean, it's working for people that actually don't have the power of sight.
Well,
but it's not working for you.
It's really high where it says it. And sure enough, here I am. Yeah. I'm walking this time, not on my phone. Full, just walk right in. And they don't have doors at the casino.
But here's the thing.
Around a hallway.
Just walk right at the casino, yep. Usually they're not. There's a few spots at Mohegan where it's left or right. But most of them, they have their own separate.
It's
15 feet from each other.
Correct.
If that.
Correct.
Could
no.
be more.
I purposely walked the one next to the children's arcade because the kids were in the arcade. And I walked out, and I just went
How did
purpose.
You even do it at that one?
I'm I don't thinking know.
On the bottom floor.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
You did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to have to call security on you.
That's what I do now. Yeah. I just walk into men's bathrooms on purpose. Good. Good.
The Anna and Raven Show.
Selfless.
Fox 61.
Wonderful.
Everyday hero.
A star to all of us.
On Star 99.9.
An everyday hero is someone that goes above and beyond, not only for maybe you, your friends, but also for the community. And Roberta Lombardi, that's exactly what you are. Breast cancer survivor. You were diagnosed back in 2016.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
I was probably at the best place in my life. Just everything was great, super happy, family doing well, and I did a routine self-exam and I found a lump. And it was the end of summer in 2016 and we had just bought a summer house in Rhode Island. I didn't want to ruin the magic. So I waited until we moved back home for the school year. And within 2 weeks, we knew that it was breast cancer.
It's crazy how life takes big turns like that.
It
just turns like in a second. Everything, your world gets turned upside down.
They call it a journey for a reason. Because you're on a path and you get totally taken off of it. And now you're walking another path that has a different outcome. And it changes you. If you are lucky enough like me to have come through it, you come out the other side. You're a different person.
You took notes about what was wrong with the process, what people needed help with, what you were struggling with. How did Infinite Strength come about?
What you realize is it's not just a physical burden and the emotional burden that the cancer diagnosis places on you, but it's a financial burden as well because treatment is exorbitant. There's a laundry list of costs that are not covered by insurance, even if you have the best insurance. When I was sitting in the infusion room week after week, I would notice that I was one of the few people that wasn't talking with my team about, I can't pay for that. I don't know if I can have this treatment, or how do I do this because I can't put food on the table.
How
I'm a
scary.
Single parent.
Right. Can you imagine?
I can't keep the lights on. You know, I was kind of in my own space, my own head at the time. You're not feeling well. You're on a million different drugs for this side effect and that side effect. But when I started to come out of things and feel more like myself, I went to the hospital that I was treated at and said I'd like to do an event and utilize my background as an event planner and raise some funds. Well, within 3 days, that turned into I became a nonprofit, got a legal team, started Infinite Strength.
Wow. It's a heck of 72 hours.
Right. It'll be 2 years in February that we formed.
Your first event, you raised $50,000.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's incredible. So far to date, we're up to about $130,000. We're having another event. Well, lots of events actually this month. Started out just raising money for Smilo in New Haven. We're branching out to the entire state, reaching out to different hospitals, trying to help women with this disease. I truly think that if you can help them with that financial piece, you can give them what they need to try to concentrate on getting through it without all the negativity.
Right. Stress will kill you by itself, mm-hmm. of course. What type of things will this grant money pay for?
We have three initiatives. The first is what I like to call basic human needs. Women going through treatment, we help them pay their bills, their mortgage, their rent, their childcare, their car payment. If they need a ride to treatment, we'll pay for that. Then we pay for scalp cooling, which is this wonderful technology that actually helps you save yourself from total hair loss. It's new and not all hospitals have it. I didn't have it available to me when I was going through treatment. And I can tell you that I did really well managing the side effects of treatment until my hair, my eyebrows, and my eyelashes were gone. And that's when depression really set in. 49 when I got diagnosed, and on my 50th birthday, I had no hair. I was a mess,
right.
And I was still in treatment. You have no control over this disease, and if you can keep your hair, it gives you a little bit of control, and it also preserves your dignity.
Roberta, what is the third initiative of Infinite Strength?
It is something very near and dear. It's fertility preservation for women who are diagnosed with breast cancer. Younger and younger women are getting diagnosed, so we fund the fertility preservation prior to them starting treatment so that they can hopefully get treated, hopefully have a great outcome, and then still be able to have their family.
Roberta, I think without a doubt that's the reason why you're our everyday hero today. Just the fact that you're doing all this and you've taken an experience like this and you've molded it and shaped it to help so many women throughout Connecticut. If you'd like to donate, infinitestrength.org, and I assume the list of all the events that are going on throughout the month
on
there
the
too?
Events page, yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Roberta, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Melanie and Sean. Melanie, let's start with you. What's going on?
We are new parents. And we have a little disagreement about what to do next spring when I go back to work. Our baby is 6 weeks now, doing great. I would like to hire an au pair to come live with us. Sean doesn't necessarily agree with me, but I think it's a great idea.
Sean, what is your alternative?
I mean, daycare. You know, like, have the kids be around a bunch of other kids and, you know, scrape their knees and, you know, get in a fight sometimes.
Oh, I mean, at 6 months. Seems forward thinking.
Right.
6 weeks now and then probably, you know, months from now. Okay, all right. I mean, it seems forward thinking. But an au pair, can't you have them do like extra stuff, like some shopping, like do some laundry, maybe change the oil on the car, rotate the tires, that type of thing?
I mean, that's stuff I could do without paying, and I could retire one day.
Yeah, well,
so it's kind of, it's one or the other.
Right, just leave that baby to raise itself. Good idea.
So the au pair, and I want to make sure I have this right, au pair, you solicit them, and they come a lot of times, sometimes from overseas. They live with you for a stipend, a yearly stipend, and I believe, because a few of my friends have just gone through this, that it's around $20,000. Am I right, Melanie?
It's about that, plus, you know, a car and food for them. It's really, like, compared to daycare, it's really, I think, a good deal.
Think about all the money you'll save by not having to supply electricity or television to that room anymore, you know? Just get in there and put the padlock on. Don't let her out. Put the padlock on.
And, Sean, why are you so against this? Is it just because you want your child to be around other kids and socialize? Because I could understand daycare, it comes with its own share of problems, you know? Kids are sick a little more often. They are around other kids.
I mean, I think it's just weird that a stranger would come live in our house. That makes me nervous.
Oh, man, I've never seen a movie that had a bad angle of this. This always works out perfectly well. Don't you guys have Lifetime? No problem with the nanny ever.
What we do is ask our audience what they think. And Melanie, they may be plenty of people out there that have au pairs. They've gone through the process and they can give you some advice and say it's great. Or maybe they can agree with Sean and say not so great. And daycare may be a better route. Do you both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get an au pair that has a background in residential painting and does great, incredible lawn work.
I don't think you understand what an au pair is, Raven.
Tell us whose side you're on. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning. Melanie and Sean have a baby, and she's getting ready to go back to work in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the issue. Melanie has heard all these great things about hiring an au pair from overseas, and it's pretty cost efficient, all things considered. But her husband's like, isn't that weird? We're going to have a stranger come live with us. We can just send our child to daycare like everybody else does.
Well, he thinks that exposure with other kids is probably pretty important for the development of that kid. On the other hand, you know, an au pair, somebody that's right there all the time.
Yeah.
And finances. That's a big consideration.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I'm definitely on the husband's side. I am a daycare teacher. And beyond the fact that it's just super convenient, it's a great relationship that you form with your, you know, preschool teachers. They can turn into babysitters for you on the weekend. If they're going to be put in public school in their future, then why not start in daycare? It's no different.
You have thoughts on this? Call 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Melanie's maternity leave is about to be up this spring, so they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with their baby. Star 99.9, Tana and Raven. Melanie has had friends that have hired au pairs and gone through the agency, and they've had great experiences. Says it's kind of cost efficient. It really helps with their schedule. Plus, daycare kids tend to be sick all the time. She wants to go this route. Her husband, Sean, is not on board.
Listen, au pair, think about the convenience with this thing. I mean, who else is going to teach you how to hack into our next election cycle? All right? You need somebody in there that can really handle that stuff.
Okay. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven?
Team no au pair. When I had an au pair when I was growing up, and just think that there's so much more to it than just getting a nanny. You have to think of family dynamic. What kind of person is this? You really have no way of knowing until they actually come and live with you. And there's a lot that can go wrong. The agency does their best to manage that. But at the end of the day, if the au pair decides to leave early or anything like that, there's really not much they can do about it. Being a parent myself now, my kids go to daycare, and socialization and the skills they pick up at daycare are so important.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I do the same thing. I had an au pair. My sister had her kids are all in daycare, and they are so much more socialized and normal than my kids. My kids were like a hot mess.
Oh my gosh.
Like Gwen Stefani, should we just talk about what happened? We don't want some gorgeous little, like, we don't need that in the household, ladies. Let's face it.
I mean, rule one, let's hire an au pair with a hair lip. You're right. No, it's respectable.
I need to see how unattractive you are. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
So as an early childhood educator, I'm on the father's side, where a group childcare is the way to go. But when I put on my mom hat, maybe instead of an au pair, they should just look into a nanny that would be able to help with household tasks and pick up and drop off for the baby for childcare. Yeah.
I'm interested in an au pair that comes from a family that did roofing in their background.
Good.
I want an au pair who understands that and maybe paving the driveway.
Yep. I just want someone that takes care of my child and loves my child.
Oh,
how about
that? Seems extra.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sean, our audience agreed with you this morning. They just felt like if you're not comfortable with having somebody in your house, then that's the bigger issue here, and that daycare is probably the way to go.
I'm happy to hear that. I mean, they can make a friend for life at daycare. You never know.
Melanie, you all right with this? I know you kind of had your heart set on having an extra pair of hands at home with you.
You know, one of my concerns about daycare is just that kids get sick, and I don't want our child to get sick from other kids at daycare, but I guess we'll just have to try and keep an eye on her and take care of those things, you know, as they come.
Right. And now you're out an in-home Swedish tutor to teach you in language. Mm. No linguist built in. Sad.
If you have an issue too, send an email. couplescore@star999.com.
Think about how much time they could have saved when they had IKEA products.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Awesome. Allie, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
Okay, Allie.
Thank you.
Raven is walking on out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite them back in and ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat them, we hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one. What sitcom theme song has the lyrics that say, "Your mother warned you there'd be days like these, but she didn't tell you when the world has brought you down to your knees"?
Friends?
Number two, what does the evil queen say to her mirror in the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?
Number three, Simone Biles is now the most decorated gymnast in history. She says her next Olympics will be her last. Where are the 2020 Summer Olympics being held?
Oh my gosh, no idea. Beijing. No idea.
Number four, El Camino is the follow-up movie on Netflix based on this original TV show.
Oh, my gosh. I'm back.
And number five, 36% of Americans say that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is their favorite Halloween candy. What candy company owns Reese's?
Hershey.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven.
Yo.
I'm going to give Allie 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5? I mean, you're giving it?
Yeah. Number one, what sitcom theme song has this lyric? Your mother warned you there'd be days like these, but she didn't tell you when the world has brought you down to your knees.
I'll be there for you when the rain starts, if it's Friends.
Friends is correct. Your mother warned you. Okay.
All right.
All right. Yep. Number two, what does the evil queen say to her mirror in the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Well, which version? Which movie?
Either.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest? It's either of them all or one of all.
Yeah. So, yep, that's right. So that's, she said the same thing. It's actually the fairest one of all, but I thought she got close enough. Now, the interesting part about this is the 1937 original movie.
Okay.
It's Magic Mirror on the Wall, but they changed it in the later movies to Mirror, Mirror on the Wall.
Well, Magic Mirror is everywhere. We're offended when that movie came out. They didn't have permission to do that. Right? And so
the
we
Magic
didn't want,
Mirror?
Right. So then they had to apologize to Magic Mirrors, and you know, then the omission had to be made.
Okay, well, you guys are tied at two. Number three, Simone Biles is now the most decorated gymnast in history. She says her next Olympics will be her last. Where are the 2020 Summer Olympics being held?
Oh, God, are you serious? I don't... Chicago.
No, not even remotely close. Right. Tokyo.
Okay. Los Angeles.
No.
Nope.
Number four, El Camino is the follow-up movie on Netflix based on this show.
Breaking Bad.
That's right. You need this last one to tie Allie. Ready? 36% of Americans say that Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is their favorite Halloween candy. What candy company owns Reese's?
Mars?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
And just Yay. Like that, Allie, you joined the elite few that have beat Raven. You beat him 4-3 this morning. You get a $100 gift card to Little Pop. And most importantly, that win streak goes back to zero. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. This is Allie from Norwalk, and I just beat Raven.
Get another shot for you to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. But if you want the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions, make sure you're listening this afternoon, 5 o'clock, to Kevin Begley.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Oh, I have some good news. So my daughter, Dakota, is 11 months old today.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
And you know,
11-month
birthday.
Birthday, being alive day.
That big one's next month. That's the big birthday.
Yep.
But
first car.
Take it easy. We've been talking about how she doesn't have any teeth. Now, I know that it's normal for children to get their teeth between 4 months and 9 months, and then some babies don't get their first teeth up to after a year. But,
okay.
You know, as a mom, even though you're not supposed to compare,
right.
My older daughter had her first teeth at 6 months, and I started getting nervous because I'm like, where are these child's teeth?
Right, you started to think that her teeth were...
Never
yeah,
coming.
Right.
And then I'm like, we're just going to have to mash up her bananas, and that's what she's going to eat
forever.
Yogurt for the rest of her life.
Rest of her life.
That's what it's going to come down to.
That's going to be some bad diapers.
Right. But here is the good news of Tell Me Something Good today, is that her first tooth broke through yesterday.
Oh, yeah!
And it's good news because, you know, it makes me feel like there's a chance for her to have a normal mouth.
Right.
But the sad
I'm sure
part
she
about
will.
She will have a normal mouth.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned because like there's a usual order that the teeth come in.
Yeah.
And this is like a rogue tooth. It's like a little bit, it's like not the one that's supposed to come in
right.
first or second.
So it came in the back there. It's, so it's like a bowling ball thing.
It's like a canine came in before like the little ones in the front. So now I'm just constantly putting my hands in her mouth, feeling around like
trying
a crazy
to figure
person.
Out where's the next tooth coming from.
Yeah.
And is this still going to work out?
But the bad side to all this is that because it took her so long,
yeah,
she just doesn't sleep anymore. She cries and she's in pain,
right.
And the teething is
like
so bad.
In a way, yeah, it's rough.
I forgot how bad it is. And if one more person says to me,
bourbon,
yeah, just rub a little brandy. Listen, I am not putting alcohol in my baby's mouth. I don't care how much you swear that you know
tequila.
Your grandparents did it to you. Never. That is never happening. Uh-huh. Never.
I'm excited. It's an interesting afternoon at my house because we have a hippie shaman coming over with a bunch of topsoil to plant and seed around my yard.
That's what you've done? You've hired a shaman for your yard?
So I actually went to school with this guy's older brother. Really nice guy, artist, very gifted, blue hair. Like I remember that in like seventh grade.
Okay.
He comes over, the younger brother, and he's like, when he talks to us about his lawn, it's our lawn. It's like he loves our lawn.
That's nice.
And dude, you just met our lawn.
Right.
I mean, if you want to love our lawn, you got to marry it. Right.
Right.
But mm-hmm. So he just talks to us about it, and he makes us believe that despite the fact that our lawn is so terrible, he's going to make it grow. I don't know how he's going to do it.
It's crazy that a shaman has selected lawn care as his profession.
This dude loves lawns when he talks about it.
So you think today's the
day? We're excited to have him. It starts today. He said it's going to go on for 4 days.
Wow.
It's like yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work out, but we've got cameras out there. So if he does anything crazy with the lawn, we can see it.
All right.
I'm excited.
We always want to hear your good news. 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.